How are you doing, Alice? This is Jason Elder with Aaliyah News Update. And with me, as always, is Alexander Goulday. Alex, how are you doing?
Hey, Jason. Doing great. What's up?
Lots and lots. And you?
Doing great. Got back from Aaliyah conference just about a week ago. Took some time to collect my thoughts, but long and short of it is it was a great conference.
All right. And I do want to touch on that, but the news before the conference was Aaliyah has a new vice president.
Indeed. So the new vice president is Phil Powell. For folks watching the association, Phil is a long-term member of Aaliyah. He is based out of Kingston, Jamaica, has been the past president of the Aaliyah Jamaica chapter. Most recently, he served as the chapter's director on the board until stepping down last year. And now he has agreed to serve out the remainder of the vice president term until like July 2025.
So that's the next set of elections for the executive board for Aaliyah is next July.
Right. Or that's when they will take office. Elections are actually going to be earlier than that.
So look for that. So I'm glad that was hanging over the heads of the association a little bit. So I'm glad to hear that that's finally resolved.
Indeed.
All right. So let's get into the conferencing because that's the big news. It was in New Orleans. It was a couple weeks ago. And let's first start with the 20-year celebration for the FIAT program.
Correct. So FIAT, as a course, Foundations of Intelligence Analysis Training, has been around since 2004, so the association determined that it was just right and proper to honor the anniversary and celebrate a little bit. And so all the FIAT instructors in attendance got a very cool FIAT 20 years t-shirt. They've produced new pins for FIAT instructors. So it's sort of like, think of an anniversary badge for law enforcement agencies. We just got a slightly smaller version as a new FIAT instructor pin. And then the icing on the cake, which I thought was a really nice touch, was President Dave McLaughlin of the association has recognized all FIAT instructors with the Aaliyah President's Award for their continued volunteer service as instructors. And I thought that was very nice.
Yeah, I'm a former FIAT instructor myself, so I am glad that the program is continued and is flourishing. And in fact, it was also announced that there's going to be a new module, a new version of the FIAT to be laid out soon, right?
Correct. Yeah. So we call it FIAT 4.0, and it is a reorganization of the curriculum, streamlining some things, making sure we're keeping on top of developments in the field and making sure that the program continues to serve beginning analysts as they start their journey in the field of intelligence analysis. I would expect the first FIAT 4.0 courses to roll out sometime later this summer or in the fall. I'm not exactly sure when exactly the date is when they'll implement the new curriculum.
All right. And okay. How about some other highlights from the conference? You had a record-setting number of attendees this year.
Correct. So they said that there were 863 registered attendees, which is a new record. Very exciting, including, and this is just because I happen to like Friedrich Sam Steiner. He's president of the European Association of Crime Analysts. He's been on the podcast before. Mm-hmm. I've known Sam for years and worked with him on a number of different things, but never had a chance to actually meet him in person until just a couple of weeks ago in New Orleans. So that was pretty great.
Yeah. And so you guys could talk German.
We did. And we confused a lot of folks. We did indeed.
Oh, a quick Sam Steiner story. This is probably going back 10 years ago. He was presenting and he had this German word, and I really wish I knew the German word, but it was a very long German word. And it was in his PowerPoint, but he didn't say the name of the word, and it kept popping up on each slide. And finally, so it just people started to giggle. People started to kind of make up the words, what they thought it was, whispers. And finally, somebody asked him what that word was, and he explained it, what it was and why he had it in there. And then like two slides later, the word was in there again. And he goes, oh, there's that word again.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
So I'm glad you guys finally got to meet. So then what are some of the other highlights then for the week?
So lots of courses, lots of content, lots of non-US presenters. So there were a number of different presentations offered by members from the UK National Crime Agency, some Canadian presenters as well. So definitely stronger focus on, you know, stronger outlook on international perspectives, which I thought was really, really good. And I think as we look to next year, the next year's conference location is Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And that has been announced. And I think the date is the week of April 7th. Don't quote me on that yet, but I think I've seen that somewhere. So a little bit earlier in the year than the more recent ones, but that should be really exciting. Looks like a fantastic location, and the Vancouver, BC area analysts that were in attendance are very, very happy and excited to host us in Canada. So that's going to be pretty great.
Just a quick note on that. For those that aren't thinking ahead, get your passports now. Work on those. You're going to need a passport to get into Canada. If you don't have a passport, it's going to take months and months and months to get. And even to update old ones is quite a process. So get your passport updated now so you don't have that be a concern next April.
That is a really good point, and that's important to note. So mark the calendars sometime in April.
I'm sure there'll be a message or two posted about that event.
Probably, I would hazard a guess. Yeah. So the only other thing I wanted to point out, and this is just as a personal point of pride, I was invited to speak on futures thinking and strategic planning for analysts. So they scheduled me to have two sessions on this particular topic that were part of the certificate track that ILEA and LEIU usually offer. And I had 313 attendees over those two sessions. And since I'm an analyst, I had to do the quick math. About 36% of attendees attended one of my sessions. So I was really pleased. Pleased as punch, as they say, right? Yeah. So,
all right. Very good. And you, as you mentioned, as we were talking before we hit record, you were a little nervous going into that, thinking that you weren't as prepared as you would like.
Absolutely. You know, life being what it is, and you know, those that know me also know that I have a tendency to slightly procrastinate a little bit. So I didn't get to put the finishing touches on my presentation until just the weekend before, and then I was like, oh man, I don't have enough time to practice. But for some reason, it all worked out, and I believe that I was the most charming German in attendance at the conference.
Well, it makes you feel any better. It feels like I'm putting the finishing touches on my presentations that morning. So
there you go.
Don't feel bad if you did it the whole weekend before. But well, no, very, very good. It's always great to present and then just be able to hit that home run that you're wanting. So kudos to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's one of the things that I really enjoy doing, and as I've gotten a little bit more mature in my career, something I really enjoy, engaging with folks on topics that I think are of interest, and then having the follow-up conversations. That's the other part, the ones that you have after the meeting when people seek you out and have a question or want to discuss an aspect of your presentation or make comments. This is fun. This is what I genuinely enjoy. So
yeah. And then what about New Orleans as a host city? So how did that treat you?
So that was fun. It was interesting. I hadn't been to New Orleans for 24 years. Last time was in 2000. So it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Fun place, lots of things to do. I stuck pretty close to the hotel for the most part, but of course, at some point did a obligatory stroll down Bourbon Street and ended up in a jazz club there. Fritzl's European Jazz Pub, I think was what the place was called. And that was just a wonderful way to end the conference, because that was Thursday night for me, and then Friday I returned. But it was really genuinely exciting and fun, and it seemed like anybody I talked to had a good time at the conference, learned a lot, made some great connections. So everything that you would expect to happen at a conference.
All right. And then you got any ideas for next year? You mentioned the location, but you heard anything in terms of either special topics or things that they're looking to improve or anything moving forward?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. I've not heard any of those conversations. I do think that they expect slightly fewer attendees than this year, because American agencies tend to be somewhat stingy, allowing people to travel abroad, even if it's quote-unquote just Canada. However, they expect more international attendees because of some changed visa requirements for travel to Canada versus the U.S. So they expect a larger delegation from Africa and other non-European countries who may have easier visa requirements to access or get into Canada for a conference than into the U.S.
And then outside of the conference, just moving forward, anything coming up? Do you want to know?
The only thing that I mentioned, so the new Fiat course is going to be implemented here sometime later this year. Pretty excited for that. Looking forward to having a chance to instruct it myself. And then I would be remiss as an elections chair for ILEA to not mention that elections will happen the first quarter of 2025, so ahead of the conference. So if you are thinking about becoming involved, looking to step up to serve on the national board, there's plenty of opportunities, whether you want to run for an office or be engaged as a program chair. We have a couple of vacancies. So take a look at the website, see what's open, what's available, and don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions on that front. There's plenty of people who would love to see more participation, more engagement. And I know that you and I will talk ahead of the elections again to make some additional points about that, because participation matters.
Yeah. And another way to get involved and to be brought up to speed is to sit in on the business meetings. Is there going to be a business meeting in May?
I think there is. It would be this coming weekend. That would be on the 11th, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if that's something you're interested in doing, I would recommend reaching out to Lynn McCloskey, the secretary, who can share login information with anybody who's interested. These meetings are public and accessible to all members, except for a closed executive committee session only that is usually very brief. So if you want to learn more about the association, more about what's going on, and see if there's some opportunities for you to become involved, I would highly recommend join those meetings. It's an interesting way to learn more about the business of the association.
Note that the next meeting will be Saturday, June 8th. So no meeting this month. The next meeting will be June 8th. All right, Alex. Well, it was good catching up with you. Let's make these updates a little bit more common. Let's not go so long without talking and chatting in there. So hopefully we get a chance to chat next month.
Sounds great, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.